Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Aldo Tullo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right.
Now dig this, baby. We are on fire. Jimi Hendrix, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Yeah, we are fired up on this Friday, 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer. You know, around the country and around the world, we appreciate you listening. I get your social media on AM970TheAnswer.com. God bless you for listening. We appreciate it very much. We are the flagship station of Salem Media, 50,000 watts screaming out of New York. But again, all around the country, all around the world, thank you for listening. We will get through this. Everybody's got to calm down. So I wanted to laugh, and the man that makes me have one of the funniest cats ever, anywhere, at any time, Saturday Night Live legend, Jim Brewer. I texted Jimmy yesterday, and I said, Jimmy, you want to jump on the air, man, because we there's so much negativity. We want to see what's happening in your life. I'm laughing already just thinking about him. Jim Brewer, welcome back to the show, my brother. How you
Good
doing,
morning,
Jimmy?
Joe. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm doing great. And I don't say that in a way for someone that's listening go, well, I'm glad you're doing great because the world is coming down and there's 20 more cases and the yeah. Well, bark at the tree, my friend. Go to a tree and bark to it. For crying out loud.
Yeah, but you are always so positive, and you're a great family man. And so you with the kids, with the wife, are you all hunkered down in the same spot? Quarantined, yes?
No, we're hunkered down. I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. This is the most peaceful, happy time. I feel like I'm on vacation. Now, my kids, my oldest one was in college, okay?
Yeah, wow.
But she quit college. Okay, and I'm going to say this, thank God, because every time she come home from college, Joe, it's not about the a little bit about finances. Every time she come home from college, she would do this. Sexist, racist, can't say that. Sexist, racist, can't say that. Sexist, racist, can't say that. Can't say that. Gender. The kid came back a robot, and I went, I'm paying for this? What are they spreading?
And God, I love you, man.
Since she's been home, she's found her human spirit, not infiltrated by sexist, racist, gender. I couldn't order Chinese food, Joe, without this kid going, he can't say Chinese food. It's Asian. I went, no, it's
Lord.
Chinese. Port Lo Maine Chinese.
Jimmy, you know, think about what, you know, I'm right with you on this. Jim Brewer, God bless you. You are such a breath of fresh air. It's like the truth. I do the same thing with my daughter at college. She says the same thing, and I try to talk to her. I try to talk to her, but I don't know why that whole generation, everything's so sensitive. Jimmy, think when we were in the clubs, coming up in the clubs, what we said, what we did for crying out loud, right?
Please. All you got to do is look at Eddie Murphy's first album and his first bit out the box. I'm not even going to say what the bit was.
And then
he came back and said the same thing, revisited. Today and you're in lockdown.
Jimmy Brewer, to your point, I remember back in the day, you're from Long Island originally. I know we are so proud to have you in Jersey now, Jim. But yeah, where are you from in Long Island? Originally?
Valley Stream. We bordered with Queens.
Yeah. So Eddie was from Long Island as well. He was out there, and he's on Hempstead, out that way. So I remember he went to the club. I remember it was the comedy. It was the comic strip, is where it was. He goes, I'm trying out my new comedy special, and he's on stage, Jimmy, and he's doing everything that he did in Raw. And I'm going like, oh gosh. I said, Eddie, you sure you want to do this stuff? He did it. Then he went back on SNL. He did it all again. And thank God for he and Dave Chappelle. But you walk the line and go and cross the line, and everybody laughs, Jimmy. You do the same thing even to this day, and you're sold out shows all around the country today.
I just speak the truth. And you know what? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you're playing in front of, I just finished, I don't know, 50, 60 cities. And every night.
Wow.
I talk about the first 15 minutes about everything I just said to you. And when I tell you, Joe.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to riot. They're still, men's shirts are they're taking them off and they start twirling them going, thank you, Lord, which means we have been suppressed, which means what's being shoved down your throat is an agenda that is not healthy, it's not normal, and it comes from a place that does not have good intentions. That's just my thought process.
No, you're right.
The majority
feels
that way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when Bill Maher, you know, and you're a young man. Bill Maher said the same thing. He goes, we're being too sensitive. Right. And this whole cancel culture is the worst thing for us. Hey, Jimmy, I got to tell you. I asked you this once before. You opened for Metallica. This is one of the great this is a phenom. You know, when we're from the clubs like we are, right? And then we happen on Saturday Night Live, and you're working. And by the way, Jim Brewer, you go to Jim Brewer. What's the website, Jimmy? JimBrewer.com? Is that where we can go?
Official Jim Brewer.
Of course. And he's selling out. He's doing sit downs and extended stays. This kid is selling out all over America, crushing it all over America. Then you get a call from Metallica to open for you. But really, tell me, because I know our news guy Al is a metal kind of freak. And this is great though. Did you know the guys? They saw you. What you told me this before? Did they see you in concert once and then asked you?
They known me for a long time. Long story short, the singer, out of nowhere, goes, hey dude, would you be interested in touring with us? And when I woke up 3 minutes from passing out and smashing my head on the floor, I went, what do you mean? But he said, it's not really. We're trying to do something for our fans. So long story short, years ago, they did a 30-year anniversary. When they did the 30-year anniversary, they asked me to present something for their fans. And I created I did a set, storytelling, and game shows for their fans.
Oh, but that's like 20,000 people. Jimmy, wasn't it like the 20,000 you're playing to at least, right?
Some nights, absolutely. Some nights were 20,000. I think one place was 22,000. And the coolest thing was Lars Ulrich, the drummer, he sat me down. He's like, listen, I'm telling you now, don't be disappointed. But you're lucky if like maybe 1,000 people be up there when you're up. Don't take it personally. I said, no, not at all. Joe, I was expecting 500, 1,000, maybe a couple beers tossed at me. I get it. Every night, I'm going to say that place was 3/4 full when I walked in. And it was one of the greatest gigs I ever had. And I'll tell you for another reason that you would understand.
Yeah.
There's no... It's not a Hollywood ego scene. So there's no competition.
Interesting.
There's no the people backstage are it's normal people. It's like hanging out with real people, blue collar. Now of course Metallica, but that's the workers, the grips, the lighting guys.
These
are all guys. These are the garbage men, the truck drivers. These are the nurses, the one that's coming to get your dad out of bed, clear his rear end.
Yeah, man.
Real people.
But I was thinking, and Metallica, they weren't like all these scantily clad women running around and, you know, all this craziness. It wasn't like, huh?
No, you want to hear the dead honest truth?
Yeah.
I'll never forget this. I go backstage, and it's like lockdown. Boy, it's probably easier to go into the president's
to go see
Metallica backstage. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
And you go back there, the first sign I see is yoga room. I'm like, what? Then they have physical therapy room. What? Then they have, personal chef. Then they have meditation. Then they had the two rooms where the one guy likes to jog. Like, what is going on here? Here's the medication room. This is for your high blood pressure. This is for your
cholesterol.
Here's your vitamin D pill.
This is great.
It's unbelievable, man.
Just like it was when we started in the clubs, Jim. Just like the clubs, right? You know what we're talking with?
How do we not have secondhand? We used to walk in clouds of smoke.
I know.
I know.
There was talk about the closed quarters and everything. Hey, Jimmy, but at home, everybody's okay. It's so interesting you say
everyone's
this. I'm so glad you touched on it. This is one of the great dads of all time and community minded. Jim Brewer, the gentleman we're talking to now, you got to Google officialjimbrewer.com. Go see Jim in concert. But he shows up at a firehouse in New Jersey to help out firefighters. Oh, no, man. We love it. And Jimmy and I have the honor of having bagels named after us at the local bagel joint.
That's right, Chester Bagel Store.
You know, but I got it. But your point is all well taken. I'm finding serenity. My mother always laughs. Yes. I'm calling. I said, Mom, you all right? She goes, yes, you okay, Joseph? I said, Mom, I'm in my glory. We could take some time isn't this a good time to decompress?
Yes.
Remembering all those folks affected and our hearts are with them, but it's a good time to step back and just relax a little bit, yes?
I've been making videos, post them on Facebook, posting them on Instagram. This is a reboot. When we were growing up, Joe, it was God, family, God, faith, do the right thing, work.
Somewhere along the line,
if you had faith, you were shamed. Oh, you believe in that? Oh, well, and somewhere along the line, it's become all about me. And once you have it, others don't deserve it. And that's been going on for a long time. This is a nice reboot of, hey, you know what? I'm going to talk to the friend I haven't talked to in a long time. I'm going to talk to my family. I've been on the phone with my nephews from my brother who passed away years ago and left three little boys. And we've been so close. And this has been the most beautiful, peaceful, reaching out time. And I beg and I pray that when it comes back, we don't fall on the same here we go again.
Thank you. Jimmy,
I got an idea.
What's that? What's that? Uh-oh.
March, every year now, March Madness.
Yeah.
The new March Madness is official 2-week lockdown. Nobody works. Nobody goes to school.
It is
time for everyone to reconnect with the most important things in life.
God bless you, Jim Brewer. That's a great idea. It's the time. And they know
cool?
America's like off for 2 weeks in March from here on out. Yeah, I love this.
Case closed.
Jimmy, before we go, let me alert our guys that I just want to ask you if I may, and we got to get out of here in a couple
of
minutes. But no, but back by popular demand, when Billy Joel called you out to perform at the Garden, this is one of the great legendary stories of all time on the radio, and we play it, and it's one of our most popular podcasts. Jimmy, can I ask? And I don't want to hold you up too long. In a nutshell, could you tell us what happened? You go to a Billy Joel concert, and then you get the word, and it's at Madison Square Garden, man. And they say, Jim Brewer, we want you on stage with Mr. Joel. Is that what happened?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to keep it as short as possible.
Okay.
I go there for my daughter's 16th birthday. She wants to see Billy Joel. I almost cried when she said that. because when I walk down her hallway, I hear, yeah, yeah, smack it and push it and shoot the gun and slap it. Yeah. What are you doing? I'm learning how to respect women. Oh, okay. Smack it, slap it, shoot it, wiggle it. So I never expected Billy Joel to say she wants to see Billy Joel. Okay. So I get tickets for the 50-year anniversary. Now, I'm already Googling, oh, my God, U2 is in town, Bruce Springsteen ain't touring. Who's going up on stage with Billy that night? That's why I want the 50-year anniversary. Who's showing up? And I have two cocktails. We walk into the arena, and I sit down. So he goes, hey, you want to meet Billy? I go meet Billy, and he goes, you want to do a song? I went, I don't think I'm going to remember lyrics. I leave. And his guitar player, Tommy Burns, goes, Brewer, you going to do AC/DC Shook Me All Night Long or what?
Oh, my
I went, Tommy, I'm not going to remember the lyrics. He goes, there's lyrics all over the stage. You're not going to forget the lyrics. You got to do it tonight for 50 years. You don't want to come back. I went, Tommy, I got to rehearse. He goes, you don't have to go. He leaves, comes back. He says, Billy's cool with it. He's doing with it. He gives a sheet of paper to a guy next to me. He goes, well, find your seats. Boom, he's gone. Show starts. I went, what is going on? I haven't rehearsed. I don't know the lyrics. What am I doing? Now this guy comes. He walks me in. My wife, who's born again, turns to me and goes, make sure you're praying you're doing this for the right reasons. What? This is what you're telling me before I go out there? Make sure I'm doing it for the right reasons? I'm still buzzed.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
True. My hand to God, Joe. All this is true. I'm staring at him, watching him sing New York State of Mind. And he goes, and you can watch the video. You can watch the whole YouTube video. Yeah, and now you know what leads up to him. And he goes, so I have a special guest. And the place goes bonkers. And that's when I went, oh, my God, they're going to be so disappointed. Because they're here why I'm here. They think Bono's coming out. They think Springsteen's coming out. They think maybe Elton John and him made up and Elton's coming out. No. And then he goes, you may know him as Goat Boy. And I went, Goat Boy? That's what you... Goat Boy? Hey, listen, we couldn't find Bono, but we got Goat Boy. Remember that 40 years ago? What? And then...
You are so funny.
So, bro, I go out there. I'm not going to lie to you. I crushed it.
Yeah,
but what I'm really doing, and I don't know if I said this. I feel like I said it the next day. You're the first person I talked to. The first person I talked to after this happened.
Yes, I remember.
Well, if you watch the video now, I'll tip you in on a little secret. I'm crushing. And I squatted down like a rock star. But if you watch the video, I'm reading the lyrics. I'm standing over the monitor, squatting over the monitor, pointing down like I'm pointing to women. I'm not pointing to women. I'm reading the monitor. And when I was done, when I was done, I was walking off, okay? True story, Joe.
Yeah.
And I knew he was shocked. He's like, sorry, one more time, and Jimmy Brewer. He didn't know who the hell I was. He was talked into this by Tommy Burns. Tommy Burns going, I'm telling you, Billy, Brewer can do this. He's going to crush. He does AC/DC. And Billy's like, what? Who? Hey, what was he on?
So,
50th anniversary, this is what I get. As I'm leaving, Billy goes, one more time for Jimmy Brewer. And the place goes,
Wow.
Joe, I was a half a second from turning around and going, "You want one more?"
You didn't. You gotta get off while you can.
You want one more, baby? Sit down, Billy. I got this. I was that close.
But you didn't. But you didn't. But you didn't.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, Jimmy, you are the best. Hey, but your daughter must look at you and revere you now. I mean, your daughter was there watching you crush it with Billy Joel in front of tens of thousands at the Garden, man, right? Was she impressed?
Said she said something very pronounced to me that profound, not pronounced. We do Sunday sauce day. I'm not Italian, but I think I'm Italian because I grew up in Italians. Sundays, we play the Dean Martin, and I put on the Sunday sauce day, and me and the daughter that went to that concert, we cook all day, and we enjoy life, and blah, 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 and we fight for it. That Sunday, she's sitting there, and she's slicing up the garlic, and she goes, "Dad, that was, I'm not going to lie to you, I was freaked out really bad." And I go, "Hun, you were freaked out? I was the one on stage singing." And she goes, without even missing a beat, she's chopping the garlic. And she goes, "Yeah, Dad, but if you sucked, you didn't have to go to school the next day." And I went, "Oh, my God, I never even thought of something like that."
Yeah,
I never even. She was like, "If you sucked."
Yeah.
You know what I would have heard in school?
I saw your father last night. Saw that video.
But Jimmy, you crushed it. Official JimBrewer.com. Jim, you know what? You're one of the great ones, my friend. I'm proud to be your friend. And through these times, you need to laugh, my brother. And God bless you for all that you're doing, Jimmy. You bring
ask
a joy.
One thing.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. One thing.
Yes,
when we're done here, you tell one of your friends to show you the video I made yesterday and the day before on Instagram, Facebook. That's all I'm going to say. You'll get it. I love you, brother. Hello
to
your audience.
Man.
God
I
bless.
Love you.
Keep
Jimmy, you're the best. There, Jimmy Brewer, the one, the only, the legend. Yeah, I love you, Jimmy. He's the best. There's the man right there, Jim Brewer. Oh, my gosh. Oh, 826. I had to go with that. And he is just so wonderful, so refreshing. And I'll tell you, if you get to see him in concert, you will just laugh, laugh, and laugh. And Debbie, standing by for with us, guys, right now. Can we break for traffic right now? Debbie, sorry we're a little late. Oh, he is just so
Jim
funny.
Jim is great. Oh, fabulous.
And as a performer, you worry. I can imagine the anxiety of going in front with Billy Joel, and he crushed it. He crushed it. And it's out there.
Great.
You got to go to officialjimbrewer.com.
Yeah.
Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. 827 right now on the show.
And I know he's a big Mets fan, too. He's cool. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. It looks like the Cross Bronx eastbound at White Plains Road, a disabled truck on the ramp slowing everybody down. It's busy on the westbound Cross Bronx into the GWB, a disabled vehicle outbound GWB. Again, thank you to our essential workers out there on the roads. Garden State Parkway south at 117, an accident in the express lanes. MTA essential subway plan is in place. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Over the past 24 years, Blinds.com has made it easy for over 2 million homeowners to beautify their windows with top-quality blinds, shades, and interior shutters at unbelievable prices. Now, they're making it even easier for you with their new measure and install services. Go to Blinds.com now through March 31st to see their huge selection and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code LIGHT. Up to 40% off, plus $20 off at Blinds.com, promo code LIGHT. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, did you try this? Did you go to invitehealth.com? And again, you're at the house. If you're locked in or you're at the office, and thanks for your beautiful tweets about Jim Brewer. This is great. Somebody said, I'm in my office, and thank you for that tweet. Thank God I'm alone in my office right now. I'm laughing so hard. I have tears streaming down my face. You two are fantastic together. Thank you for this Friday morning kickoff. That's from our Jersey pal. God bless you, and thank you for your nice note. So as you're alone in the house, at the office, go to invitehealth.com, please. Invitehealth.com, because if you're like me, and I don't know how they did it at Invite Health, and I know Invite Health because they've always offered the super premium quality supplements and free access to degreed healthcare professionals. You know that? Well, they have come up with now a collection of premium quality at invitehealth.com, full spectrum hemp extract products that are U.S. grown and seed to shelf certified. So now you could order the soothing hemp cream with menthol at 50% off retail on your first order. Invitehealth.com. The promo code is Joe. So I have to tell you too, because I love you. And this worked for me because I was going to go on the bike yesterday, look to Otis. Otis, I'm going out. Otis went, ooh. And so I said, okay, I'm going out on the bike. But I had the nick in my knee, that right knee's been bothering me. I know from the splits, all those, you know the story. I put the soothing hemp cream with menthol from invitehealth.com. Boom, pain goes away like that. I don't know how they do it. They have this only invitehealth.com could come up with this. So if you have any pain, any arthritic pain or anything that's bothering you, will you at least try this? Here's the number for Invite Health. 800-789-1125. I love you. If something works for me, I'm going to tell you about it. 800-789-1125. Or again, please visit invitehealth.com for the soothing hemp cream with menthol. And don't forget, if you use the code Joe, you get 50% off retail on your first order. Soothing hemp cream with menthol from invitehealth.com. Promo code is Joe.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen, can I tell a story about what this man did to me once? You may have known or heard about this. It was a true story. This is a long time ago, long before Don got married. I was eating dinner in a restaurant in New York, and I was with some friends, and he came over to the table, and he said, Frank, do me a favor, will you? He said, I'm sitting with a very pretty girl, and I'm trying to make out, you know. And he said, I told her I know you, and she really doesn't believe me. Would you stop by the table? I said, all right. I was just about finished. I was down to the espresso. And finally, he went back, and I walked by the table, and I said, how are you, Don? Nice to see you. He said, can't you see I'm eating, Frank? What are you doing?
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Ah, that's Frank Sinatra talking about his pal Don Rickles. That's a true story. It was at the 21 Club in New York. And that's so true, exactly the way that happened. And I asked Don Rickles about it because I'm old. I met everyone. And Don was like, he's trying to romance this young gal. And he saw Mr. Sinatra in the back. He said, Frank, come by the table. Say hi to me so I can impress the girl. And the old man did. He went by. Hey, Don Rickles, how are you? I'm a big fan. And Rickles goes, can you not bother me now, Frank? Can't you see I'm eating like that? And the old man loved it. Loved it. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:33 right now. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a little bit of a news break, and I'll go to the phone calls while I can, because I appreciate you checking in. Your voice is so important on this radio show. As I tell you, people from all over, I'm telling you, they sample the morning shows, and when you call and you have an idea on how we could deal with this whole coronavirus, how we could deal, what we should be doing during this coronavirus, this lockdown, this quarantine. I love Jimmy Brewer's idea. 2 weeks every March, America should just take off, and we should just reflect within ourselves. That's the most brilliant idea I've heard. But again, your voice is needed, and respected, and much appreciated here when you call. So I will go to the phone calls and when we come back. 877-970-2999. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Dottie Herman's on the show. Dr. Robert Redfield is the director of the CDC. Where is the cure for coronavirus? We may be closer than you think. And Mike Connors, too. And listen, all the financial legacy situations, all that you're worrying about now in these crazy times, Mike Connors has all the answers. You're going to want to listen to Mike at about 9:30 right here on the program. It's 8:34 right now. 8:34 on AM 970, The Answer. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news just for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A massive Navy hospital ship coming to New York. President Trump told reporters at the White House the USNS Comfort will begin to make its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot tomorrow. Trump told Governor Cuomo the ship will arrive in New York Harbor on Monday. He noted it is loaded up to the top with medical supplies and will help take some pressure off hospitals there. New Jersey's 4th District Congressman Chris Smith has secured 41 million medical gloves for first responders dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak. Smith obtained the shipment of gloves from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The agency had been holding the shipment since last year. Smith says the gloves will be distributed immediately. Service cuts to the Long Island Railroad and Metro North kick in today. Due to low ridership during the coronavirus outbreak, the LIRR new schedule includes half-hourly service with extra peak trains, while there's a modified schedule for Metro North during off-peak hours. The B, W, and Z subway lines are not running Monday through Friday, and there is only 75% of normal bus service New Jersey Transit on a President's Day schedule. Mayor de Blasio says folks should be ready for coronavirus-related closures and restrictions in New York City through the month of May. The mayor was asked about the city possibly being effectively shut down through May on Good Morning America this morning. The mayor says he believes more than half of people in New York City will eventually get the coronavirus. De Blasio continues to ask the federal government to help with ventilators, saying New York City is projected to need 15,000. He's urging the president to force manufacturers to make them. The mayor says hospitals have supplies for this week and next week. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. For our essential workers out there traveling, or if you're heading to one of the testing sites or to a hospital, I want to get you around the problems out here. Over on the Cross Bronx eastbound, going out toward White Plains Road, it's a disabled truck right on that exit ramp causing a delay. Westbound Cross Bronx, you're slowing down Deegan into the GWB. The outbound GWB upper level, it's a disabled vehicle right at the beginning of the span. There's also construction at the outbound GWB as well as you head across that upper level. Garden State Parkway, some exiting volume at 116 into the PNC Bank Arts Center. Also, Paramus Road, we're seeing exiting volume into Bergen Community College as well. Ongoing testing. Lenox Avenue remains closed, 110th to 117th, getting through Harlem. And again, that's all due to some ongoing fire department activity. MTA subway plan is in a place, the essential subway plan in place. You'll see clouds today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
8:37 with Joe on the radio. If you're selling your home, you're thinking about selling your home, you want to check in with Calamine and Company Real Estate. That's the best agency for you. You know, sometimes I'll go on these online sites and you can't get the attention that you need. You're selling your home, for crying out loud. This is your whole life investment, you know? And Calamine and Company only represents sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Lewis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly for top dollar, you can depend on Calamine and Company Real Estate. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties, right? And they are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. Most impressive for me about Calamine and Company, 100% success rate. 100% success rate. They sell 100% of properties bought to market. No other broker can possibly make that claim. Offices for Calamine & Company are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Here's the number, 718-998-1100. Again, if you got some time, you may want to check in with Lewis Calamine and his team. 718-998-1100. You can go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Save on the essentials during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. This Wednesday through Sunday, take an extra 20% off. And save on women's denim. Sonoma graphic tees are just $7.99. And get quilts for just $47.99. Plus, take $10 off your kids' sale purchase of $50 or more. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Offers valid March 25th through 29th. 10 off 50 kids with promo code KIDS10. 20% off with promo code ShopFriends. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone. If you haven't had a chance to check out my radio show and podcast, Bagels and Broadway, yet, now that you're home, now's the time to do it. On this week's show, conversations about how the theater and restaurant industries are responding to this crisis. Actors Drew Siegla and Stephanie Lynn Mason join me. Find out how World Theater Day took place and how the Real Abilities Film Festival is going from the theater to online. Plus, a chat with Sal Scognamillo, chef owner of the legendary Patsy's, and how he's coping with the restaurant shutdown. All on Bagels and Broadway, Saturday morning. Morning at 9.
Did you know most people struggling with problem gambling addiction started gambling at age 10? March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. We need to teach young people that gambling can be a risky behavior that can lead to addiction. Talk to young people about making healthy choices to prevent gambling addiction. Find information and help at oasis.ny.gov. That's oasis.ny.gov.
Sponsored by New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with attorney Julie Menon, director of the Census for New York City, about the importance of being counted. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio. Today's Daily Salute to Yonkers trivia question is being brought to you by St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers, here for you. If you're the first correct caller, you'll win a $50 gift certificate to Chef Peter Kelly's fabulous X2O, Xavier's on the Hudson. So many great restaurants there. Peter Kelly's got this fabulous X2O, now offering, by the way, special dinner for four menu for pickup between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m., okay? And remember, if you've won a prize before in the last 60 days, you're not eligible. Sorry. Here's Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question.
Who was the famous mobster of the 1920s that was able to brew his beer in Yonkers and run the beverage through a tube that his men had built under the streets of the city during Prohibition?
What a great question. Frankie, you probably know the answer to this. I know you do.
I know it, and I heard the answer, but it was the one that I would have guessed. It was one of three that I would have guessed, and it turns out it was one of them.
I have no idea. We'll get to it, and we're going to get the answer later on in the show, so call 877-970-2999. Hey, today's salute to Yonkers trivia question is brought to you again by St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers, New York.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Crosstown traffic, don't go to worry about that today. Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us, 842 right now. Let me go to some calls. We appreciate you calling. Let me go to Arthur, if I may. Arthur, thanks for calling. I appreciate you checking in. What's on your mind this morning?
One second. Can you hear me?
I got you. Got you loud and clear. Where are you calling from, Arthur?
Hi. I'm calling from Moscow.
You're from Russia, for real?
Yeah. I'm actually from California. I came here for work.
You came from California to Moscow, and you're listening to the Piscopo
Show. Yeah, me and my dad.
Listen, our very, very best. How you doing? And by the way, let me ask you this before you tell me what you're calling about there, Arthur. You guys feeling okay? Has the coronavirus gone over there the way it's attacked us over here in America?
Not as bad, I would say. I mean, everything's still shutting down, just like, but I haven't heard of too many cases.
So it's not so bad. So what's on your mind? What did you want to chat about on the air here in New York and around the country with all the folks listening as you call in from Moscow in Russia?
Well, so I wanted to speak a little. My whole thing about this coronavirus is I believe that this is the Lord's way of kind of giving everybody like somewhat of a warning. Because for all the people that get coronavirus and survive, they're going to want to be closer with the Lord. And for all the people that have family members or relatives that passed away because of coronavirus, they're also going to want to be closer to the Lord because they're going to, it's going to be like a eye-opening experience.
You know what? You may be right. It's nice now. And you have no, by the way, are you a Christian, if I may ask, Arthur?
Yes, I am.
And it's not a problem over there in Russia, huh? They're not suppressing that, are they?
No, not.
Well, that is good. So, well, listen, I hear what you're saying. By the way, I think that that's great that you're with your dad. What's the work that, who's working? Are you working with your father over there in Russia?
Yeah.
And what's the work you guys are doing?
Construction. Well,
really?
We came here for construction, but now because of coronavirus, everything's like shutting down. So we're trying to get back to the States to be with my mom and my sisters. But we kind of ran out of money.
You ran out of money. So you're going through the State Department, are you? Going through the embassy over there?
They're not being really that helpful because everybody's focusing on what's happening in, like, New York, Los Angeles, all the, like, epicenters. They're really more worried about that. So I started, a GoFundMe. I'm trying to help out my dad.
Well, you know, send it over to us, and if you didn't already, and we'll put it on am970theanswer.com. We'll put it on the all of our social media accounts so people can help you
out.
Because
you
sound like a very, very nice kid, and my love to you, to your father, and to your family. And you know, hopefully you'll get home soon, and we will look for your social correspondence there, Arthur, and we'll put it online for us. Okay.
I sent you a direct message on Twitter to the. To your account.
Okay, I'll check it out right now. Hey, Godspeed. Good luck. You sound good, man. And thank you, Arthur, for calling in from Russia. And, you know, the kid makes a good point, is that you get closer to God. Even Jim Brewer, the hysterical comic genius of Jim Brewer, he said the same thing. Now it's time to decompress, to kind of just get a hold of ourselves and to reflect. You know, I'm a religious guy, but I don't like to preach it or drive it home too much. I do it in a joking way, but my faith is very, very strong. Is this a message? I don't know, but I do know this. We will get through this. In the name of God, we will get through this. Albert, you want a break for traffic right now before we go to more calls? Well, let me go to Big Julie. Big Julie, hold the calls. I'm trying so hard. We're going to get to them, and we appreciate it because you are family. And when you call, you are family. Big Julie is family. Big Julie, what's on your mind? And welcome to the show, my friend.
Listen, good morning. I got the answer to all the problems that we got between China, the entire political world, and the trade deals. It all comes from the United Nations. The United Nations since 1948 has caused nothing but problems. The American servicemen and women haven't won a war. They had to live with a thing called a police action and being mistreated. It says a fair trade has been unfair. Yeah. And on top of that, we've had fake peace talks. So they need to eliminate that and create a new League of Nations.
Yep.
And right now, China would be restitution for what they've done, and the entire world would get right on them. And if they create something, we'd get right back on them like we did in World War II with the Germans. Thanks, Joe. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Julie. I love the Woodrow Wilson reference of League of Nations. It's true. The UN is doing nothing. I said it earlier. Somebody's got it. We got to just get together and say, China, your fault. We want reparations. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie's on there. Mike Gallagher's going to join us momentarily. I see the phone calls. I'll get there ASAP, 877-970-2999. We love you being part of this family. Debbie, we love you as well. How are we doing traffic-wise out there?
We do love our listeners. They are the absolute best. And to all of our essential workers going to and from work, thank you. We know you're out there. And to people going to maybe get a test or to the hospital, we're praying. Bronx. You're moving a little bit slowly here on the westbound Cross Bronx, getting to the outbound GWB. It's an accident involving a tractor trailer is on the shoulder, but it is causing a delay there. Also, the eastbound Cross Bronx, some earlier problems cleared out by Rosedale Avenue. Lenox Avenue remains closed, 110th to 117th. It's all due to a serious fire that happened there earlier. Paramus Road, we're still seeing some volume into that coronavirus testing center over at Bergen Community College. 46 West in Dover, down wires from an earlier problem. Garden State Parkway South at 117, accident cleared. Still seeing some volume on the ramp into 116 into the PNC Bank Arts Center. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That's the beautiful voice of Debbie Duhaime, the energy of Debbie Duhaime. Debbie is taking Balance of Nature. Albert is taking Balance of Nature. Frankie Five Boroughs, he's the first one, said, Joe, you got to take this Balance of Nature. And I did, and then it changed my life. I got to tell you, because I can't make a clinical claim, an FDA claim, but I will tell you what it does for us, for the morning team. Balance of Nature, it makes you have more mental clarity. It makes you have more energy. People say their skin feels better. Their hair feels better. Glowing reports from Balance of Nature. You know, you could move around. I don't know how. You know what it is? It's antioxidants in a capsule form. It's in a vegetarian capsule. 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And Dr. Douglas Howard, who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, he has a holistic approach to medicine. He's not just all drugs. You shouldn't take this. You shouldn't take that. He put fruits and vegetables as natural as it can be in a vegetarian capsule. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you and I going to have 31 different fruits and vegetables? We're not. We're just not going to have it. I have broccoli rob if I'm lucky. I get the broccoli rob from mom, which is great. So we want you on the Balance of Nature journey with the morning team. And now you get 35% off and free shipping, by the way, on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off. Free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Here's the number. I know you know it. 800-2468-751. This is the morning to call. 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I never take any special precautions against germs. I don't shy away from people who sneeze and cough. I don't wipe off the telephone. I don't cover the toilet seat. And if I drop food on the floor, I pick it up and eat it. I eat it. Yes, I do. Even if I'm at a sidewalk cafe in Calcutta, the poor section. On New Year's morning during a soccer riot.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
George Carlin with Piscopo on the radio, 852. You know what? It's 877-970-2999. And if you want to call, can I go to Judy, our friend Judy, real quick, guys, if I can? Judy, thanks for calling. Always great to hear from you, my dear. What is on your mind this Friday?
Hi, good morning. I'll tell you what's on my mind this Friday. It's really very important. So, and besides that, you know what's happening in China? That's what I called about. China, yeah. They're having a lot of divorces now because they're all together.
Right. Judy, Al just told me that. That's true. He said that the divorce rate is up in China now?
Yeah. This is very funny. So I'm thinking to myself, your guy, John Brew, whatever, and he's like, every 2 weeks? I don't know. How good that is. All right.
Okay, now do you remember when you had this great service? You had Betsy McCord, and she told you about Cuomo having the option of buying all these ventilators that he was warned that he needed them, right?
Listen to this.
And do you remember what she said? Listen to what she said. That they were going to ration, and they were going to prioritize to give it to the young, not to the old, to the young. Now, guess what he's doing now? This is very important, Joe.
Yeah.
He has now mandated every single nursing home must accept patients from hospitals with COVID-19 virus, whatever it's called, coronavirus, whatever.
That is
crazy. You want to talk about death panels?
Yeah, I know about the COVID virus. Judy, thank you. And thanks for listening. You know what? It's so easy to criticize. And I like the way Governor Cuomo is in control. You need somebody in control. Now, if you're politically savvy, you could see through everything. And you know what I'm talking about. But I don't want to be derogatory. I want to stay positive. But you could see it. But Andrew, I've known him. He's in control. And you want that. And now they're going after President Trump. He didn't get a handle on this. He was trying to stay positive from day one. But when you get to the heart of the matter, I'm just a little curious why New York wasn't more prepared than it is. 8:54. Let me go to Mike Gallagher. Is going to join us at 10:05, but he's kind enough to jump on the air with us now. Mike, how you doing?
Hey,
how
Joe.
You making out through this
I'm
mess, man?
All right. Hey, I'm hanging on in Florida. I'm in my kitchen and exercising. I've lost 20 pounds.
No, you have
my
not.
My hair's getting longer. Oh, I have. I've lost 20.5 pounds. Today was weigh-in day, and I'm pretty proud of that.
Go ahead.
If I'm not careful, Joe, I'm not like you. You're fit. You're a workout guy. I mean, I remember seeing you so bulked up over the years. If I'm not careful, I'll be the next character on my 600-pound life. I mean, because this is the kind of situation where you can just sit around and eat. And
you
eat,
know what? Though
and
I saw our buddy Stuart Varney on Fox Business, right?
Sure.
And he's great. And he said in the middle of all of his finance, you know, he does such a great. He goes, and I've gained all this weight. Wait, now I thought that was so cute, you know, and humble of him. But I could feel myself eating too much. You are losing weight in the middle of this. God bless you, Mike.
I literally had an exercise when the gym closed here. I had an exercise bike. I got one of those from the sporting goods place delivered. They were great.
Set it up.
I'm on the exercise bike every day. I'm watching my calorie intake, and I've lost 20.5 pounds. So
God
there's that.
Bless you.
I may never emerge. My hair will be down. I'll be look like Howard Hughes, long fingernails, but I'll hopefully be a little skinnier. You know, I want to go back to your point, though, about New York not being ready and all the accusations about the president. Well, listen, when they point their fingers of blame at Trump and say, look how he wasn't ready. Last night was this scathing takedown of the New York City Health Commissioner. Do you remember when she was saying, go to Chinatown?
Yeah.
This is not a plague.
Yep.
De Blasio tweeting, March the 2nd, go out to the movies, go out on the town.
Yep.
So this is not a political thing, doggone it. I'm so tired of hearing people play politics. I'm tired of people playing politics on the hydroxychloroquine issue. Now in New York City. Widespread use of it right now to see how it goes. I know two people. I have two acquaintances, two people I know personally, both treated with it, and both were sick, Joe. They were in bad shape. Both of them have remarkably dramatically improved and recovered after they got that anti-malaria. You know what it is, though? They don't dare give them any credit because if it works, well, Trump was right about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's become a touchstone for Trump. How can that be? How can that be?
So unnecessary. Mike, we're going to be listening to 10:05.
Thanks, Mike Gallagher.
Common sense always on the radio. We love you, Mike, and God bless. 20 pounds you lost. I'm gaining weight. 8:57 right now. We got Joe with us. We got Joe Lundberg real quick.
Yeah.
That says, Joey, how can you
ride a bike with me soon?
You know, I could never stay with you, man. Are you kidding me? You would leave me in the dust.
You know, this is all over. You know, you, me, Mike, we could go for a group ride there.
All right. We'll try it. As long as you can give us who are those old guys behind you trying to keep up with Joe Lundberg. Joey, weather-wise, it's good, though. It's going to be a beautiful day, yes?
Oh, it's going to be nice. Sunshine. I mean, today's a day, if you can get out for a walk around the neighborhood,
go for a little bike ride,
do it. It's going to be in the low to mid-60s with sunshine. Because tomorrow we get clouds and rain to move in, about 52 for high. Probably some rain and drizzle into the day Sunday with temperatures mid to upper 50s.
Joe, you're the best. Thank you. God bless you, my son. Dottie Herman coming up. Dottie Herman, CEO of Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Any question about real estate, Dottie is the expert. And also Dr. Robert Redfield in the next half hour, director of the CDC. Mike Connor's coming up as well. You don't want to go away. Piscopo of the Morning coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
50 degrees and 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As the NYPD reports its first coronavirus-related death, NYPD counterterrorism chief John Miller is in the hospital with symptoms. Miller is at Lenox Hill Hospital, reportedly recovering but alert and in good spirits. NYPD custodial assistant Dennis C. Dixon died this week from coronavirus and has been on the NYPD staff for 14 years. Nearly 300 members of the NYPD have tested positive for the virus, with hundreds awaiting test results and more than 3,000 out sick. The Indianapolis 500, the latest major sports event to fall victim to the COVID-19 pandemic. Race officials announced the traditional Memorial Weekend event will be postponed until August 23rd. It was scheduled to take place on May 24th. Americans are making more money, but they aren't spending all of it. Personal income and spending figures for February are out this morning. Personal income rose 0.6% last month, matching the increase for January. Personal spending up 0.2%, also the same as January's rate of increase. Oil prices mixed as markets hope the $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package will breathe life into the U.S. economy. Traders fear that the pandemic will keep grinding down demand. International benchmark Brent crude down 14 cents a barrel to $28.51. West Texas intermediate crude up a penny to $22.61 a barrel. House expected to approve the stimulus bill today. The measure already passed the Senate. President Trump has said he'll sign it. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.